And I mean, you talk about the emotions of the jubilations of victory, and it reminds me of that old ABC commercial, Agony of Defeat, you know, when the skier goes. Yeah. I mean, it was, I mean, devastating. It was as tough as loss as I've seen in maybe any sport anywhere. So it was, and North Dakota handled themselves well after the game. I mean, as far as the press conference and that. But that was that's a tough loss. Any loss is tough that time of year, you know, when it's your last game and that's it. But to lose in that fashion would be very, very difficult.
You know, I watched that play over and over and over again, just trying to see every little thing that had happened. And, of course, the ricochet off of the defenseman. Right. I mean, you can't plan that.
No.
And the guy scoring his first goal of the season.
And where the shot just right off inside the post.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, it's weird. Being in the building, I think the fans, everybody says, okay, we're going to overtime. Like everybody had already
accepted that.
Yeah. And it's almost like North Dakota did a little bit too. The only team that didn't make was Minnesota, and they came down and scored. So, but it's a great tournament. You know, our goal is to get into that tournament. And like I said, once you get into that tournament, single game elimination, anything can happen, just like the basketball tournament. That's the beauty of it. So you just have to get yourself into that tournament and put yourself in position to do so.
What's amazing about that goal, or adding salt to the wound in that goal, is that they had lined back up for a face-off because the game wasn't over yet. There's only, right, 6 seconds?
Point six seconds left. Yeah.
So they couldn't even get off the ice and get out of there. They had to line back up again.
It was tough. But, you know, and we can talk a little bit about our teams from the WCHA. Our teams acquitted themselves well, even though, you know, they didn't get to the Frozen Four. But Ferris State took North Dakota to overtime, actually outplayed them.
They did.
Badly in the third period of that game, and unfortunately, you know, could not win. But that's how good our league is. And Minnesota State obviously played a very good Lowell team and lost a tough game, but they were right there too. So I think that our league acquitted themselves well. It shows that our league can play with other leagues, and we're right there. So that's a good sign for the WCHA, and I think, you know, as we go forward, our league looks to be even better and stronger this coming year. So you know, it's exciting.
Well, let's go right to the big topic, and that is Phoenix Copley leaving shortly after the season. We found out, in fact, it was just a day and a half after your last in-season Mel Pearson show,
right,
where we were talking about whether this was happening. Now, I don't know how much you knew at that time, but let us know what you knew and what's going on with Phoenix. I know he's playing.
Yeah, Phoenix is doing well. Obviously, I talked to him again yesterday, and he's in South Carolina playing in the East Coast League. They've played two playoff games so far. He's played one of the two. He lost 3-2 in overtime, and, you know, but by the looks of it, and that had a good game, and but he's doing well.
Didn't he lose 1-4-0 too, or was that?
Yeah, he lost one earlier, a regular season game down, I think, in Florida. So so he's got a little bit of work in right now, and he's adjusting to the pro game. We talked a little bit about it, and one thing he says, it's a slower game. It's not as, you know, fast or as helter skelter as college hockey can be. It's more puck control. You know, he thinks the skill level's a little bit higher, obviously, even at the East Coast League. So it's interesting listening to him talk. But as far as the games and the drills, and, you know, hockey is hockey for the most part. But he's enjoying it. The one thing that I encouraged and made sure he did is to continuous classes, so he'll end up getting, I think, credit for all his classes. There's one I think he had to drop, but because he was missing too many labs and whatnot, he's in mechanical engineering, so it's tough, but he's going to maintain that. But he's doing well. Unfortunately, what I did know, we really didn't know anything till he came into the office and we had a discussion. We knew Washington was following him. The last month of the season, the Washington Capitals actually were at every one of our games. They had a guy there tracking Phoenix, basically. So I guess when you look back, I'm not surprised that they did sign him. But the only thing that you like from pro teams is some communication about where things are headed. And we knew they might be interested, but we didn't know they were going to sign him. So actually, it's interesting. When we got back from losing to Bowling Green, we brought three players in that we knew would have some chance of moving on after the year. And we told them, hey, if you haven't been already, you guys are probably going to be contacted, and there might be some teams team's interested in signing you. Before that happens, we want to make sure we sit down and talk and look at the situation, talk about the situation, where you're at, both you know, your game and school wise and socially, everything else, and then we'll move forward. But we asked the players, none of them said they had been contacted, and lo and behold, we made some calls Sunday night just to talk to some people, and Phoenix came in on Monday and basically told us that he was going to sign, and that he had been contacted the week before by the Washington Capitals, and they had reached out to him. And it's too bad, because we were going into our biggest series of the year, you know,
exactly.
Playoffs. And
well, that bothers me.
And, you know, here the NHL team is, you know, a couple people from their organization were calling them. And I get it. I've been around it a lot. I mean, I just wish they would have maybe waited until after the series and contacted him, or at least given us a little bit of a heads up so we know what's going on and what's going on through that young man's mind. He's our most important player. Exactly. Your goaltender is your most important player, your most important series, and we always talk about distractions and trying to eliminate them. And here, poor Phoenix had, and no fault to him, you know, some distractions that he probably didn't need at that point.
That just...
And we'll be fine, Dirk. And
no,
let me say
it.
We'll
just
be fine.
Just the way it's they go about it sometimes, it just seems unethical.
Yeah, every NHL team's different, and there's no written rule what they can do or they can't do. So, you know, everybody approaches it a little bit differently. Some teams come in the front door and are very open and let you know where they're coming from with that player, and some teams don't want to tell you anything what they're doing. You know, it's a shroud of secrecy a little bit, because, and I get part of that. It's like recruiting too. Some teams don't want other teams to know what they're doing, and obviously Washington did what they needed to, or felt they needed to do, and I think they got a good person and a potentially good goaltender. He's got a lot of potential. He's got a lot of things to work on and learn still, but he does have that potential to be very good.
All right, well, lots to talk about. More about the Michigan Tech hockey team and the offseason and what's going to be happening there with Coach Mel Pearson, and much more about college hockey and hockey in general when we come back on a special off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show. If you have a question for Coach, you can email it to me right now, dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. Hey, we're back to a special edition of the Mel Pearson Show, off-season edition, our first off-season, first of hopefully a few here during the off-season. And like Mel said, it's only been 4 weeks, and it does seem like it has been months already since the Huskies played.
Well, it does.
It really does. Strange
and,
how that works.
You know, it's interesting when you're coaching, you go from 6-7 days a week and going pretty hard, all of a sudden, bang, you're done. So, like I said, I was fortunate to be involved with the NCAA tournament, the selection committee. So it kept me involved in hockey and at games. But, you know, now I'm really looking forward to, and I've watched already quite a few games in the playoffs. So I know this is my wife's worst season. She thought our hockey season was bad. But with all the playoffs games, especially the first round, you know, when you get 16 teams playing, and it's fun to watch, and some real good games so far.
We were just talking about Phoenix before the break there, and so now we have another goaltender coming in.
Yes,
and we have Jamie Phillips already, and yes. And Matt in the fold. How do you see the whole goaltender thing shaping up right now?
Well, you know, Phoenix obviously played the majority of our games, and it's you know, I'm sad to see him go, but at the same point, I really like our goaltending. I talked about that at the start of last year, and you know, sometimes when you get one guy or a guy, you have a tendency maybe not to give the other guys a good look. So this year we'll give these guys a great look, and I know Jamie Phillips is looking forward to the opportunity. Had some good wins for us last year, played well, and I think Matt Winches is, and I've commented on this before, is a really good goaltender, and we've just got to get him an opportunity to get in the net and play. And then, yes, we have recruited a third goaltender. We had done that before even Phoenix had decided to turn pro, so we'd cover ourselves there. And that's part of it in college hockey. You have to try and figure out where you're going to be at and who's leaving early, and make sure you plug those holes. But we do have a third player, that third goaltender that's in the system. He's here in town, and we're anxious to see him also.
I would imagine that Winnipeg is excited about this, too, and a chance for Jamie to get – really to kind of show what he's got.
Well, I think so, and I think all along Winnipeg was